putevi nam koji pokazuju put opasnosti. Pata tam sami padaju. Tama si u mrak. I doista. A da dolje je svako ko Shradadju imaju vjeru u Vača riječi te oni vai doista Madjanti tonu Ašma plava čamci napravljeni od kamena Iva kao vođe koji su pali u neznanje i zavode ljude usmiravajući ih ka putu uništenja kao što je opisano u prethodnom stihu ukrcavaju se na kameni brod kao i oni koji ih slijepo slijede. Kameni brod neće moći ploviti i potonuće u vodu zajedno sa svojim putnicima. Slično tome, oni koji zavode ljude idu u pakao, a njihovi sljedbenici idu sa njima. Smisao. U vedskim spisima je rečeno Mridehaṁ ādyaṁ sulabhaṁ sudurlabhaṁ plavaṁ sukalpaṁ gurukāraṁ. Mi uvjetovane duše pali smo u ocean neznanja, ali na sreću ljudsko tijelo nam pruža dobru priliku da pređemo taj ocean jer je ono kao dobar brod. Kada njime upravlja duhovni učitelj koji djeluje kao kapetan, možemo veoma lako preći ocean. Pored toga, brodu pomažu povoljni vjetrovi, a to su upute vedskog znanja. Ako ne iskoristimo sve te pogodnosti da pređemo oceane znanja, svakako vršimo samobojstvo. Osoba koja se ukrcala na kameni brod je osuđena. Da bi se uzdiglo do nivoa savršenstva, čovječanstvo mora prvo odbaciti lažne vođe koji pozivaju ljude da se ukrcaju na kamene brodove. Čitavo ljudsko društvo je u tako opasnom položaju da mora slijediti standardne upute Veda da bi bilo spašeno. Suština tih uputa se pojavljuje u obliku Bhagavad Gita. Ne bismo trebali uzeti utočište bilo kakvih drugih uputa, jer Bhagavad Gita daje neposredne upute za ostvarivanje cilja ljudskog života. Gospodin Krišna stoga kaže Sarva dharmam paritya jamam ekam sharanam vraja. Napusti sve ostale religije i samo se predaj meni. Čak i ako neko ne prihvati gospodina Krišnu kao svevišnju božansku osobu, njegove upute su tako uzvišene i korisne za čovječanstvo, da će onaj koji slijedi biti spašen. Inače će ga prevariti predstavnici neovlašćene meditacije i gimnastičkih metoda joge. Tako će se ukrcati na kameni brod koji će potonuti i potopiti sve svoje putnike. Na nesreću, mada se Amerikanci žele izbaviti iz materialističkog kaosa, ponekad vidimo da potpomažu proizvođače kamenih brodova. To im neće pomoći. Moraju se ukrcati na pravi brod koji nudi Krišna u obliku pokreta svjesnosti Krišne. Tada će lako biti spašeni. S tim u vezi Šrila Višvana Čakravati tako objašnjava Ašmamaya plavo yesham te yata majjantam plavam anumajjanti tateti raja niti upadeshtvishu sva sabyeshu kopo vyanjita. Ako društvo vodi politička diplomacija i jedna nacija pravi manevre protiv druge nacije, sigurno će potonuti kao kameni brod. Politički manevri i diplomacija neće spasiti ljudsko društvo. Ljudi moraju prihvatiti svjesnost Krišne da bi shvatili cilj života, da bi shvatili Boga i ostvarili ljudsku misiju.
Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prashtaya bhutale Semate bhakti vedanta Swami niti namine Namaste Sarasvate deve Gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavari paskatya deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes, this is very nice. Thank you. I'm very sorry, I'm just didn't have time to prepare. I'm ready in 2 minutes. It goes very brisk. Leaders who have fallen into ignorance and who misled people by directing them to the path of destruction, as described in the previous verse, are in effect boarding a stone boat, and so too are those who blindly follow them. A stone boat would be unable to float and would sink in the water with its passengers. Similarly, those who misled people go to hell, and their followers go with them.
Vođe koji su pali u neznanje i zavode ljude, usmjeravajući ih ka putu uništenja, kao što je opisano u prethodnom stihu, ukrcavaju se na kameni brod, kao i oni koji ih slijepo slijede. Kameni brod neće moći ploviti i potonuće u vodu zajedno sa svojim putnicima. Slično tome, oni koji zavode ljude idu u pakao, a njihovi sljedbenici idu sa njima.
Yes. Now, here we find that we shouldn't follow blind leaders.
Ovdje vidimo da ne trebamo slijediti slijepe vođe.
Just like you won't be able to cross an ocean in a stone boat, you cannot expect to cross the ocean of material sufferings by going into the stone boat like association of blind materialistic leaders.
Kao što ne možete preći ocean u kamenom brodu, tako ne možete preći ocean materijalne patnje družeći se sa materijalističkim liderima koji su nalik na kameni brod.
A leader has to have a vision.
Lider mora imati viziju.
If his eyes are clouded, he cannot lead.
Ako su njegove oči prekrivene oblacima, ne može voditi.
Most of us in the material world have clouded vision.
Većina nas u materijalnom svijetu imamo viziju prekrivenu oblacima.
It's almost like, you know, in the opera you have these small glasses. I do not know how they are called in Deutsch. In English, open glass is the German word. And you want to see what's going on on the stage with these glasses, But if they fall into the dirt, what can you see?
Kao što u kazalištu imate one specijalne durbine da možete vidjeti, ako padnu u blato, onda što možete vidjeti s njima?
So if the leader's vision is contaminated by material things, what can he see and how can he lead?
Ako je vizija lidera kontaminirana materijalnim stvarima, što može vidjeti i koga može voditi?
Such leaders can only mislead, lead, as it is practically shown in the history of human life.
Takvi lideri mogu samo zavesti ljude, kao što praktično pokazuje povijest ljudskog života.
The same case actually holds true to our senses.
Isto važi za naša čula.
We cannot really expect leadership of our senses and mind in this world because they have been contaminated.
Ne možemo očekivati vodstvo naših čula i uma jer su zagađeni.
I want to say something drastic.
Želim reći nešto drastično.
The question is not if there is God or not.
Pitanje nije da li postoji Bog ili ne.
The question is if I can experience him.
Pitanje je da li ga mogu spoznati.
This is what a great philosopher said, and there's some substance to it.
To je jedan veliki filozof rekao i tu ima nečeg vrijednog.
Now in order to understand Krishna, our senses must be purified.
Da bismo shvatili Krishnu, naša čula se moraju pročistiti.
Krishna is a supreme pure, and that means only purified senses can realize him.
Krishna je vrhunski čist, najčistiji, i to znači da ga samo pročišćena čula mogu spoznati.
Now you might ask yourself the question, is it possible for, you know, in this life?
Možete si onda postaviti pitanje, je li to moguće u ovom životu?
Yes, the mind and the senses can actually be purified.
Da, um i čula se mogu uistinu pročistiti.
Prabhupada once gave the example of iron.
Prabhupada je jednom dao primjer željeza.
If the iron is put into a fire, it can also adopt the quality of fire.
Ako se željezo stavi u vatru, ono poprima kvalitete vatre.
In the same way, the senses and the mind can be spiritualized and purified and experience Krishna.
Na isti način čula i um se mogu spiritualizirati i pročistiti i doživjeti ili spoznati Krishnu.
Atasi Krishna nama di nava vet grajam indriyai seven muke hi divaro svayam vasurajara. I think you know the shloka. It means the dull and gross material senses cannot realize the supreme.
Ova stih znači da tupa materna čula ne mogu spoznati svevišnjeg.
But if they are purified, they can actually help us to get God realization.
Ali ako se pročiste, mogu nam pomoći da dobijemo spoznaju Boga.
Now, how do you purify your mind and the senses?
Kako ćete pročistiti svoja čula i um?
This is the question.
To je pitanje.
By engaging them in devotional service. Very good.
Angažirajući ih u predanom služenju. Vrlo dobro.
And you start with the tongue.
I započinjete s jezikom.
To taste prasadam.
Kušati prasadam.
And chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with enthusiasm.
I pjevati Hare Krishna Maha Mantra s entuzijazmom.
In this way, you can purify your senses starting with the tongue.
Na taj način možete pročistiti svoja čula počevši sa jezikom.
Now, this purificatory process works because of Krishna's mercy.
Taj proces pročišćenja djeluje zbog Krišne milosti.
I want to rise an intellectual question which will fascinate devotees like Ananta Shesha and so on.
Želim postaviti intelektualno pitanje koje će fascinirati bhakte poput Ananta Shesha i slične.
It seems, the philosopher could say, there's a contradiction in what you just said.
Filozof bi rekao, postoji kontradikcija u onome što si upravo rekao.
If I cannot come in contact with the material senses,
ako ne mogu doći u kontakt s materijalnim...
I'm sorry, if I cannot come in contact with Krishna by using the material senses because they are impure,
ako ne mogu doći u kontakt s Krishnom upotrebljavajući materijalna čula zato što su nečista,
how then can I hope to purify them by coming in contact with Krishna?
Kako se onda mogu nadati da ću ih pročistiti dolazeći u kontakt s Krishnom?
Once again. If I cannot come in contact with Krishna with my material senses because they are impure,
ako ne mogu doći u kontakt s Krishnom s mojim materijalnim čulima zato što su nečista,
how can I then expect them to purify them by coming in contact with Krishna?
Kako mogu očekivati da ću ih pročistiti tako što dođu u kontakt s Krishnom?
Should I repeat it a third time because maybe we are not used to a philosophical argument, or is it clear?
Da li da ponovim treći put zato što nismo navikli na filozofsku raspravu ili je jasno?
To make it extremely clear, my senses are now impure, therefore I can't come in contact with Krishna.
Moja čula su sada jako nečista i stoga ne mogu doći u kontakt s Krishna.
But our philosophy says, come in contact with Krishna and that will purify your senses. I mean, how does this work?
Ali naša filozofija kaže, dođi u kontakt s Krishnom i to će pročistiti tvoja čula. Kako to funkcionira?
Luka, you... A resume? A resume, very good. I'm sorry. Causeless mercy. Causeless mercy says our Hrvoje.
Hrvoje kaže bezvršna milost.
Importance of the holy... Potency of the holy name.
Moć svetog imena.
Jelje. Krishna's ljubav.
Želja Krishnina ljubav.
Very, very good. Jürgen has given a very
good answer. What you said first? Filozof koji kaže da nema kontakt s Krishnom, on već ima kontakt s Krishnom jer govori o svetom imenu i na taj način ima kontakt s Krishnom, onda sa božanstvima ima kontakt u hramu, može ima na taj način kontakt s Krishnom i kad se druži s baktama ima kontakt s Krishnom.
Jürgen may have been a punk musician, but he is also a philosopher.
Bakta Jürgen je možda punk glazbenik, ali je također i filozof.
Yes, you cannot hope to come in contact with the impure senses, get contact with Krishna with the impure senses.
Da ne možete doći u kontakt s Krishnom s nečistim čulima.
Medyutim. No, I'm speaking. Medyutim. Krishna appears in a form that even impure senses can appreciate him.
Međutim, Krishna se pojavlja u obliku kojeg čak i nečista čula mogu opaziti.
For instance,
na primjer,
in the form of prasadam.
U obliku prasadama.
Even a Tsigoinski can take prasadam and experience Krishna in the form of prasad.
Čak i Romi mogu uzeti prasadam i doživjeti Krishnu u obliku prasadama.
Or, we can see this when we have our public programs and we explain to our guests, please try to chant Hare Krishna. And even they, although they may not have any previous contact with a spiritual process, can take the holy name in their mouth and chant.
Možemo vidjeti na našim javnim programima, kad zamolimo naše goste da pjevaju Hare Krishna, čak i oni mogu prihvatiti taj proces sa svojim nečistim čulima i pjevati sveto ime.
In other words, the material tongue, which goes to the pick trucks of the fast food industry, can take Krishna.
Drugim rečima, čak i nečisti jezik koji jede svinjsko meso u industriji brze hrane, može se posvetiti Krišni.
And even the tongue, which is accustomed to vibrate only materialistic sound vibrations, can take the holy name.
Čak i jezik koji je naviknut samo da vibrira materialističke zvučne vibracije, može prihvatiti sveto ime.
Even the eyes, which are appearing accustomed to only see material form, can see the deity in the temple.
Čak i oči koje su naviknute da vide samo materijalni oblik, mogu vidjeti božanstvo u hramu.
All these contacts are purifying.
Svi ti kontakti su pročišćujući.
So Krishna comes in out of his mercy in forms so that we can see them.
I svoje milosti Krishna dolazi u oblicima koje možemo vidjeti.
You understand, Krishna is not wood.
Krishna nije drvo.
But he appears in a wood form of Sisi Gornitai.
Ali se pojavljuje u obliku od drveta, u obliku Sisi Gornitai.
And then he transforms spiritual nature into matter.
I zatim on preobražava materijalnu duhovnu prirodu u materiju.
I wanted to say Krishna is transforming spiritual energy into material energy.
Krishna transformira duhovnu energiju u materijalnu energiju.
And then he transforms the material energy back into spiritual energy.
A zatim materijalnu energiju transformira natrag u duhovnu energiju.
Like yesterday we visited the deities of our family, Marian's family, and we have heard that the deities look much more puno, you know, just round, yes, since they have been started to worship.
Jer smo posjetili obitelj Bhakti Marijana i njihova božanstva i čuli smo da su ona više punija, zaobljena, od kako se ih obožavaju.
We have a very talented pujari, Kalindi.
Imamo vrlo talentiranog pujarija Kalindi.
So, also as Radha Prabhu told us, that when we started to worship Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, Madan Mohan's belly became big and the same clothes wouldn't fit any longer.
Isto nam je Astarata Prabhu rekao da kad smo počeli obožavati Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, da se povećao trbuh Madan Mohana i da ista odjeća više, nisu mogli obući više istu odjeću božanstvima.
That's an example how Krishna, who has appeared in stone, has transformed the stone into spiritual energia. I mean, otherwise, you know, a stone doesn't get a fat body. This is not possible.
To je primjer kako je Krishna, koji se pojavio u kamenu, transformirao kamen u duhovnu energiju. Inače, kamen se ne može tako ekspandirati. To nije moguće.
You know, if you have any stone and pour some water on it, it doesn't just become bigger and say, I'm sorry, now I have to go and urinate a little.
Ako imate neki kamen i samo ga zalijete s vodom, ne možete samo reći, žao mi je, ja moram ići i urinirati.
It just doesn't happen, because he's not a person.
To se ne dešava, to nije osoba.
Krishna, however, I'm sorry for the example is obviously not so befitting to the glorification of the Supreme Lord, but the point here is, Krishna is a person when he takes food and grows in proportion.
Žao mi je za primjer, nije toliko odgovarajući za slavljenje Svevišnjeg, ali poanta je da je Krishna osoba i da raste poput osobe.
And the same holds true with Krishna's holy name. Krishna appears in the sound vibration.
I isto važi za Krishna sveto ime, on se pojavljuje u obliku zvučne vibracije.
Krishna is a holy name.
Krishna je sveto ime.
Now you might say, all right, if you say Krishna is a deity and Krishna is a holy name, then I should see him with my senses, isn't it?
Vi možete onda reći, ako Krishna je božanstvo, je sveto ime, ja da onda treba bih moći vidjeti sa svojim čulima, zar ne?
But as long as your senses are contaminated, you won't be able to see it.
Ali sve dok su vaša čula zagađena, nećete moći vidjeti.
However, you will slowly feel the effect of the medicine.
Međutim, sporo ćete osjetiti efekat medicine.
Let us now speak a little bit about the holy name.
Sada ćemo govoriti o svetom imenu.
We chant it.
Mi ga pjevamo.
But most of the time, because we are so not yet purified, we don't experience Krishna dancing on our tongue. Can we say this? This is a realistic statement. Okay.
Ali veći dio vremena nemamo realizaciju da Krishna pleše na našem jeziku, zato što nismo još pročišćeni.
When we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and we want it to be effective, there is one tajna which we have to know.
Kada pjevamo Hare Krishna mantru i želimo biti efektivni, postoji jedna tajna koju trebamo znati.
As I said, it's like the secret of taking a medicine.
To je poput tajne uzimanja lijeka.
If you want to take a medicine, there are certain rules, and when you keep to these rules, this medicine is highly effective.
Ako želite uzeti lijek, postoje određena pravila i onda je, ako slijedite to, onda je jako djelotvoran lijek.
You may not understand and appreciate the effect of the medicine, but still it works.
Možda ne shvaćate i ne cijenite djelovanje lijeka, ali ipak djeluje.
So the holy name also has to be chanted according to rules and regulations in order to work.
I da bi djelovalo, sveto ime se mora pjevati u skladu sa pravilima i propisima.
The example of chanting the holy name in a state where you are not yet purified is the example of the sundawn.
Primjer pjevanja svetog imena u stanju kad još niste pročišćeni je primjer zalaska sunca.
At the time of the sundawn, you're not able to see the full sun.
Kada sunce zalazi, ne možete ga vidjeti u cijelosti.
But you can already feel the effect of the sun rays in the form of darkness going away.
To je izlazak sunca. Kada sunce izlazi, onda ga ne vidite u cijelosti, ali možete osjetiti vidjeti njegovo djelovanje tako što tama nestaje, raspršuje se.
And at that time the shumi becomes secure.
Tada šuma postaje
the shuma becomes secure.
Šuma postaje sigurna.
All the thieves go to bed.
Svi lopovi idu u krevet.
Dracula goes into his carcass.
In what?
It's
aha, kovčeg. Dracula odlazi u svoj kovčeg.
Kovčeg, yes. Kovčeg, is this the right word? Zark. Sarkofag, yes.
Kovčeg.
Sarkofag.
Mrtvečki sanduk.
In the same way, if you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra according to rules and regulations.
Na isti način, ako pjevate Hare Krishna Maha Mantru prema pravilima i propisima,
lust and greed and svavest,
zavest,
yes, go out of the heart.
Požuda, pohlepa i zavist odlazi iz srca.
You may not have the full sun of the holy name.
Možda nemate puno sunca svetog imena.
That comes when you chant the Shuddha Nam or the pure name.
To dolazi kad pjevate Shuddha Namu ili čisto ime.
Medutim, if in your chanting you just keep the rules and regulations.
Ali ako u vašem pjevanju samo održavate pravila i propise,
you will experience relief from material existence.
Doživjet ćete oslobođenje od materijalne egzistencije.
The question is, do you want this?
Pitanje je, želite li to?
I want to tell you about Annie Lennox, who was once a famous singer, now is the mother of two children, and her experience with the holy name.
Želim ispričati iskustvo Annie Lennox sa svetim imenom, koja je ranije bila poznata pjevačica, a sada je majka dvoje djece.
Yes. Anne was married with Radha Ramanji, who was at that time the cook of our Heidelberg temple.
Ona je bila udana za Radha Ramanjija Prabhu, koji je bio kuhar u hrama u Heidelbergu.
And she became very serious in Krishna consciousness.
I postala je bila jako ozbiljna u svjesnosti Krishna.
In Switzerland, she Vishnupad even taught her some beats on the Medanga.
U Švicarskoj Sri Vishnupad je naučio čak neke ritmove na mridangi.
Yes. To engage her senses in Krishna service.
Da bi angažirao njena osjetila u Krishnoj službi.
Yes. So, we want to serve our Guru Ji. This is very important to us. Before every big concert, you could see her in her garderoba chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
I prije svakog njenog koncerta mogli ste vidjeti u garderobi kako pjeva Hare Krishna mantru.
Now, I don't know, is it so interesting to fix an umbrella in a tree, or can we
I will survive.
Yeah. No, I just mean the devotees all go like, here's the lecture in the tree. But see, she became so transformed by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that she couldn't any longer act on the stage like a fool.
Ona se toliko transformirala pjevajući Hare Krishna mantru da više na sceni nije mogla se ponašati kao budala.
And therefore, you know, for a woman artist nowadays to be on the stage means she has to in some way show she is a woman.
Žena umjetnik, da bi bila na pozornici ovih dana, na neki način mora pokazati da je žena.
And she didn't like this subtle prostitution any longer.
Njoj se više nije sviđala ta suptilna prostitucija.
And a carrier, is it carrier in English? I don't know. Carrier, you understand this word?
A career.
Carrier, this is the word. Went down.
I njena karijera je se spustila.
There was no external change, but an internal change.
Nije bilo izvanjske promjene, već unutarnje promjene.
And she wanted her career to go on.
A ona je željela da se nastavi njena karijera.
And stop chanting.
I prestala je pjevati, mantrati.
So do we want to be purified?
Dakle, želimo li mi biti pročišćeni?
It would maybe mean that we would change our activities.
To bi možda mislilo da trebamo promijeniti naše djelatnosti.
We wouldn't be attached any longer to lust.
Više nećemo biti vezani za požudu. How?
I suppose everyone in the crowd wants to change.
Pretpostavljam da svako ovdje u ovoj grupi se želi promijeniti.
Therefore, my dragi devotees, just keep the rules of chanting and your life will be sublime.
Stoga, dragi moji bakte, samo slijedite pravila mantranja i pjevanja i vaš život će biti uzvišen.
Although it's nama bas.
Iako je to nama basa,
10 offenses must be avoided.
10 uvreda se mora izbjegavati.
You must try to chant before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Morate pokušati završiti krugove prije 10 sati ujutro.
You must be very attentive.
Morate biti jako pažljivi prilikom mantranja.
This way.
To je sve.
Is that too difficult?
Je li to preteško?
When you drive an ordinary car, you have to keep some rules.
Kada vozite običan auto, morate se držati određenih pravila.
Here is the gas.
Tu je gas.
There is the brakes.
Tu su kočnice.
Here is the ignition.
Ovdje je ključ za paljenje.
When you go like this, it turns left. When you go like this, it turns right, I'm told.
Rekli su mi kada uradite ovako ide lijevo, kada uradite ovako ide desno.
When the traffic light is red, better stop.
Kad je semafor crven, bolje stati.
A few rules.
Nekoliko pravila.
And then you can go somewhere.
I onda možete negdje stići.
Now if you want to go back home back to Godhead.
Ako se želite vratiti natrag Bogu,
which is possible by chanting the Svetom imene.
Što je moguće pjevanjem svetog imena.
Then is it too much to ask to keep these simple rules?
Onda zar je previše tražiti da se držite tih jednostavnih pravila?
Who of you have made the driver's license?
Ko od vas ima vozačku dozvolu?
Oh, many.
Oh, mnogo.
Nandi Mukhi also? Really? Since how long? 2 years. You, Rajamani? No. I also not. And I don't intend to make it in this life.
Yeah, it's
all right. It's all right. So, do you remember these books which you get?
Sjećate se ovih knjiga koje ste dobili?
These terribly boring books.
To su ove knjige s kojih učite kako voziti, vrlo dosadno.
Ananda Shesha, huh? What do you do when a car comes from the left side and you are on the right side and you want to go to the middle side?
Što ćete učiniti kada auto dođe s lijeve strane, vi ste na desnoj strani, a želite proći kroz sredinu?
What does this sign mean of the policeman?
Što znači kad policajac ovako stane?
You know, these boring lessons, do you know?
Te, znate li, te dosadne lekcije.
But you learned all this.
Ali vi ste sve to učili.
Why?
Zašto?
Because you wanted to go somewhere.
Jeste željeli negdje ići.
You wanted to drive the car.
Voziti auto.
Why don't we learn to avoid the 10 offenses?
Zašto ne naučimo izbjegavati 10 uvreda?
It's only 10.
Samo ih 10 ima.
And it brings us back to Krishna.
I to nas vraća Krišni.
What is wrong with us?
Što nije u redu s nama?
We are sick in the heart, it seems.
Izgleda smo bolesni u srcu.
Heart disease.
Srčana bolest.
The heart disease is we want to enjoy and we want to control.
Ta srčana bolest je što želimo uživati i kontrolirati.
Therefore, we don't learn to avoid these simple rules in chanting. No, we don't learn these simple rules in chanting the holy name.
Stoga ne naučimo ta jednostavna pravila u pjevanju svetog imena.
Yesterday I received a letter. How can I avoid my enjoying and controlling mentality?
Jučer sam dobio pismo s pitanjem kako mogu izbjegavati svoj uživalački i kontrolorski mentalitet.
Yes. By developing your service mentality.
Razvijajući svoj mentalitet služenja.
And by learning to avoid the offenses and chanting the holy name.
I naučiši da izbjegavaš uvrede u pjevanju svetog imena.
You know, when you see, in other words, how, and I think every one of us has seen this, our life have changed since we are in Krishna consciousness. This we can say.
Svako od nas je vidio da se naš život promijenio od kako smo svjesnosti Krišne.
You know why?
Znate li zašto?
Because the thieves have run out of our heart.
Jer su lopovi pobjegli iz našeg srca.
By our Namabasa chanting.
Našim mantranjem i pjevanjem Namabase.
These are the harbingers of Krishna's own coming.
Harbingers.
The foretellings. Foretellers.
Not
the thieves, but the fact that the thieves run away.
Ta činjenica da su lopovi pobjegli predskazuje dolazak Krišne.
Just like when you see the rays of the sun and the darkness goes and the thieves go, you know, oh, soon the whole sun will come.
Kao što vidite, kada sunce počne izlaziti, kako mrak nestaje i lopovi odlaze, znate da će se uskoro pojaviti cijelo sunce.
So, I want to recommend all of you to try the science.
Želio bih svima vama preporučiti da oprobate ovu znanost.
Allow that the rays of the holy name, which you can experience when you just keep the rules, chase the thieves out of your heart.
Dozvolite da zraci svetog imena koje možete doživjeti kada se držite tog pravila, da otjeraju mrak iz vašeg srca.
Make an experiment in your own life.
Da otjeraju lopove iz vašeg srca.
This one life.
Napravite eksperiment u ovom jednom životu.
And you can go back home, back to God.
I možete se vratiti Bogu.
You know, Prabhupada in his initiation, when he wrote, let me say it like this. In the old times, when you wanted to be initiated by Srila Prabhupada, this was the proceeding.
U početku kada ste željeli inicijaciju Srila Prabhupada, ovo je bio proces.
You would simply write him a letter.
Jednostavno biste mu napisali pismo.
You would maybe put a little guru dakshin in.
Možda biste stavili malo guru dakshina unutra.
And I remember my initiation letter which I wrote to Prabhupada.
Ja se sjećam mog pisma koje sam napisao Srila Prabhupadu zbog inicijacije.
I want to go back to God, please help me.
Želim se vratiti Bogu, molim te pomozi mi.
And I also want to preach.
I također želim propovijedati.
At the present moment whenever I preach people just become disgusted.
U sadašnjem trenutku kad god propovijedam ljudi samo postanu zgađeni.
Creates great pain for me.
I to mi nanosi veliku bol.
Please allow me to preach for you.
Molim te, dozvoli mi da propovijedam za tebe.
Now, listen what Prabhupada wrote back.
Slušajte što mi je Prabhupada napisao.
He said, there is no doubt that you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime.
Rekao je, nema sumnje da će se vratiti Bogu u ovom životu.
Just chant 16 rounds every day.
Samo mantra 16 krugova svaki dan.
Keep our four rules and regulations.
Slijedi naša četiri regulativna principa.
And read the books.
I čitaj knjige.
You are a very intelligent boy.
Ti si vrlo inteligentan dječak.
That was all.
To je bilo sve.
Was enough?
Bilo je dovoljno.
Later I learned when Prabhupada said you will go back to Godhead if you just chant 16 rounds. Prabhupada referred to 16 offenseless rounds.
Kasnije sam saznao da kad je Prabhupada rekao da će se vratiti Bogu ako mantram samo 16 krugova i 7-4 regulativna principa, Srila Prabhupada je mislio na 16 krugova bez uvreda.
This is now the work one has to do.
E to je sad posao koji osoba treba učiniti.
But I really wanted.
Ali sam ja to zaista želio.
I don't want a driver's license.
Ne želim vozačku dozvolu.
Therefore, I will never study the rules of these. I had these books already 3 times in my hand, and I thought, this is not possible for me. It's too boring.
Imao sam te knjige već 3 puta u rukama, ali sam rekao, to nije moguće za mene, previše su dosadne.
I only sit next to the driver and become nervous.
Ja samo sjedim do vozača i postajem nervozan.
But I want to go back home, back to Godhead.
Ali želim se vratiti Bogu.
Therefore, we must learn these rules and regulations.
Stoga moramo naučiti ta pravila i propise.
Driver's rules.
Pravila vožnje.
Okay, so Hare Krishna, thank you very much for your kind patience.
Hvala vam puno za vašu ljubazno strpljenje.
This evening I will give a very shocking lecture.
Večeras ću dati vrlo šokantnu lekciju.
I will quote from Sigmund Freud's Civilization and its Discontent.
Citirat ću iz knjige Freuda Civilizacija i njeno nezadovoljstvo.
And we'll ask the question, can we become happy in this world?
I postavit ću pitanje, možemo li biti sretni u ovom svijetu?
Please come.
Molim vas dođite.
Invite your friends who are not yet convinced of Krishna consciousness.
Pozovite svoje prijatelje koji još nisu uvjereni u svjesnost Krishne.
And also this night we want to have we want to have our multivision show.
I večeras želimo imati još jedan multivizijski show.
We might have it outside here in the garden, projecting against that wall of the house. We will have to see what is best.
Možda ćemo imati ovdje u vrtu i projicirati na zidu kuće, vidjet ćemo što je najbolje.
So, okay, I want to stop here. Do you have any questions regarding these subjects?
Želimo ovdje stati, imate li pitanje u vezi s ovim temama? Polako, moram prevesti to. Govorili ste o pročišćenju čula i na jednoj lekciji Madhavendra Puri je rekao šta? Što se dešava kad se čula pročiste? Da li istovremeno koristimo naša izvorna duhovna čula? Govori njemu na engleskom.
We hear in the lives of great devotees that they experience reality in their spiritual bodies.
Iz opisa života velikih bhakta čujemo da oni stvarnost doživljavaju svojim duhovnim tijelima.
For instance, once Syamananda was in his spiritual identity was Muni Manjari.
Duhovni identitet Shyamanande Prabhuva je bio da je bio Mani Manjari.
Once it was in Vishnupur when he sat in the palace of the king Birhambir, who was his disciple.
Jednom u gradu Višnupuru on je sjedio u palači svog učenika kralja Birhambira i bio je zaokupljen dubokom meditacijom.
And he was for 3 days in meditation.
3 dana je bio u meditaciji.
Birhambir became very worried.
Birhambir je postao jako zabrinut.
Has my spiritual master left?
Je li moj duhovni učitelj napustio planetu?
And Ramachandra, so he called for his Shyamananda's dearmost disciple Ramachandra.
Najdraži učenik, on je pozvao najdražeg učenika Shyamananda Ramachandru,
who also had already developed his spiritual body.
koji je također već razvio svoje duhovno tijelo.
And Ramachandra went to the same place as Yamananda was.
I Ramachandra je otišao na isto mjesto gdje je bio Shyamananda.
Shyamananda was in a lila of the divine couple.
Shyamananda je bio u lili božanskog para.
Who were bathing in the Jamuna.
Koji se kupao u Jamuni.
Now, during the bath, Srimati Radharani had lost her nose ring.
Za vrijeme kupanja, Srimati Radharani izgubila svoj prsten koji se stavljao na nos.
And Manimanjari, or Shyamananda Pandit, Shyamananda, was frantically searching for that ring.
Manimanjari ili Shyamananda je frenetično tražio taj prsten.
So Rama Chandra, who also was in his spiritual body, saw him like this.
I Ramachandra, koji je također bio u svom duhovnom tijelu, ga je vidio kako to radi.
And immediately he wanted to assist his spiritual master in the service to Radha and Krishna.
I odmah je želio pomoći svom duhovnom učitelju u služenju Radhe i Krishne.
He found out from him, you know, what he was searching for, and then Ramachandra found that nose ring, you know, in a leaf, near a leaf of a lotus flower.
On je saznao od njega što on traži, i onda je Ramachandra pronašao taj prsten blizu lista lotosovog cvijeta.
And gave it to Manimanjari.
I dao je Manimanjari.
And Manimanjari quickly went to Srimati Radharani, who had just dried herself after the bath.
Manimanjari je brzo otišla do Srimati Radharani, koja se upravo brisala nakon kupanja.
And gave her the nose ring just in time.
I upravo na vrijeme joj dala taj prsten koji se stavlja na nos.
Srimati Radharani was so satisfied with Manimanjari.
Srimati Radharani je bila jako zadovoljna s Manimanjari.
That she gave him her a betel nut which she had received from Sri Krishna.
Toliko je bila zadovoljna s njom da je dala betela orašić koji je dobila od Sri Krishne.
So when Manimanjari returned,
kad se Manimanjari vratila,
or Shyamananda returned,
ili Shyamananda kad se vratio,
after this, the king saw how his mouth was all red from chewing a betel nut.
Kralj je vidio kako je su njegova usta crvena od žvakanja betelovog orašića.
Yes, his spiritual senses were active, in other words, in his spiritual body.
Drugim riječima, da, njegova duhovna čula su bila aktivna u njegovom duhovnom tijelu.
Parallel to his body here in this, on this earth.
Paralelno s njegovim tijelom ovdje na ovoj planeti Zemlji.
But the body of a perfectly of a pure devotee is not really, we couldn't say, material body. It's a spiritualized body.
Ali tijelo čistog bhakte ne možemo reći da je materijalno, to je spiritualizirano tijelo.
By his engagement in devotional service.
Jer je angažiran u predanom služenju.
This is my answer.
To je moj odgovor.
Madhavendra Puri is presently writing a book which is very difficult for him.
Madhavendra Puri sada piše knjigu što je vrlo teško za njega.
So, a very difficult point is the point which you just mentioned and I won't comment on this here.
Ta poanta koju si spomenuo je vrlo teška i neću komentirati sad o tome.
Spiritual senses picking up information of the material organs.
Da duhovna čula prihvaća informaciju kroz materijalne organe.
That's a very difficult subject.
To je vrlo teška tema.
Which has to be rethought.
Koje se treba promisliti.
Ja, Heike? Can you speak English then?
Ona je pročitala Šrimad Bhagavatamu da pjevanje Hare Krishna ne funkcionira za ljude koji su iz pomješanih klasa, koji su ispod šudra klase, klase šudra. I to su ljudi koji uživaju svakakve stvari na svakakve načine grešne.
Well, this statement refers to the Vedic scriptures and the mantras of the Vedic scriptures.
Ta izjava se odnosi na mantre vedskih spisa.
Who are very complicated in order to work.
Vrlo je komplicirano kako bi on kako doći do toga da one djeluju.
In the Vedic times you would have one priest just chanting the mantras and another observing if everything was right.
U vedsko doba jedan bi svećenik mantrao mantre, a drugi bi provjeravao da li je sve u redu u tom mantranju.
And as soon as the first priest made a mistake, it had to be corrected on the spot. Otherwise, the Vedic mantras wouldn't yield their amazing effects of, bringing, manifesting yagya purushas and bringing rain or whatever.
Čim bi jedan prvi svećenik pogriješio, drugi bi ga ispravio, inače mantre ne bi imale te zadivljujuće efekte donošenja, odnosno manifestiranja jage puruše, odnosno manifestiranja novog tijela živog bića koje je žrtvovano, ili kiše i slično.
Novo tijela, new bodies would not come from the animals and so on. So, but the Hare Krishna mantra is an exception.
Ali Hare Krishna mantra je izuzetak.
So no reason to fear. You have good chances.
I nema razloga za strah, imaš dobre šanse.
Okay, anyone else?
Još neko pitanje?
No, everything is clear. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai ki jai, Gaur-Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Jai.